This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Calls to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats or violence were up in October. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received about 2,000 calls, a 3% increase over the same month last year. Suicide threat calls were the top category, followed by school complaints and reports of bullying. Reports in October included a person reporting that a student was depressed, experiencing thoughts of suicide, and was going to run away. Local teams conducted a welfare check and took the student to the hospital. Safe to Tell is available to students to report safety concerns, even when they're out of school during holidays. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A survivor of the 2016 shooting at an Orlando gay bar says he and other survivors are ready to help in Colorado. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
Brandon Wolf says he barely escaped with his life after a gunman opened fire at Orlando's Pulse nightclub. He's now with the LGBTQ civil rights organization Equality Florida. Wolf says the hard part is when the cameras go away and people return to their daily lives.
That's the time when you not only lean on each other, you're certainly going to need community to get through this. You also lean on folks like us who've been through this before.
Wolf and others attended a vigil in Orlando to show solidarity with the victims and their families in Colorado Springs. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
It's Black Friday, and for all those opting out of shopping today or who already finished, all of the state parks in Colorado are free today. Parks and Wildlife is continuing its tradition of Fresh Air Friday, a chance to encourage Coloradans to get out and enjoy the parks the day after Thanksgiving. This is CPR News and KRCC.